Okay, so the Hakdama to Simon Mimtes, there's a concept morning called Zvaram Shebichtav Yetav Shayt Oymer Malpeh. That's something that's Shebichtav, something that's written. You're not allowed to say it over orally. Different reasons are given because, let's say, the word is, you know, who or he, the way it's written, so you won't necessarily the Kriyin Ksiv. There's different reasons given for this prohibition, but this is a very serious thing. So more Tamura and the Tosos discusses as to what extent does that cover. Does that cover anything that's written? Is it only Tanakh? In the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ein has a discussion about, we discussed it over the summer, if you remember, about for the Kriyas HaTorah, so the Kohen Gadol used to read, because it was such a long time to mish the Sefer Torah, so the Kohen Gadol used to read one of it Baal Peh, so it would be a big tircha for the whole tzibur where they were standing there. So one just in the background, we'll see as we'll get into it, that some say this prohibition of reading psukim orally is only when you're going to be moti somebody else. Right? Okay, we'll see other exceptions as well. That's one of the opinions that's going to be coming up over here, but it's a possible point, Devar Mishbichsav, saying something Baal Peh also technically means from something that's not a klaf. So from a sitter, that also would be technically considered Baal Peh as well, according to many of the poskim.
Obviously we have sidurim, and we
right, so I'm reading for myself, I'm not trying to be mozi someone else. We'll talk about Vayechulu, Vayechav. Okay, so that's just a little quick intro. It's a short sidur. There's a lot, actually quite a lot to discuss. We had a lot of time. Okay, here we go. Mem Tes Aleph. Afagad the Kaimulan, even though we hold Ram Shbichsav Iata Rashoy the Amram Balpe, you know how to say them orally, kol dover shirogyo vishogir befi hakol, anything that is familiar and everybody knows, not just one person who happens to have a good an encyclopedia for a memory, but everybody knows it, like Kigon, Kriyashma. So you know, you're a firm kid, you grow up, everyone says Kriyashma, they know the Shema by heart, Birkas Kohan, everyone knows those the Psukim, Parshas Atomid, everyone knows the Parshas of the or the Korban Talmud, Kiyotz Behem Mutter, those types of things one is in fact allowed to say.
Maybe
you're allowed to say that loud.
By Sfaradim, like the Birchas Kriyashma, the Shilthiba says the whole everything out loud. Right?
That's a different reason.
Maybe the people, but Pesukei Dezimra, everybody says it for themselves because
not true. By Sfaradim also, it's not true. You'll have Sfaradim, they'll divide it up also as well.
Okay, the idea is maybe because not to be motzi people with
not sure. I don't think that's the reason for that. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah in where was our Aleph? Dvarim shebichsav asuma, a blind person mutl kroyz bal peh. So a blind person is more Rav Sheshes. He's always the Bucky in Targum, the beginning of Bava Kam and Daf Dalid. Right, Rav Sheshes is the one who always knows all the psukim because he knew all the Targum. Suma mutli kroz baal peh mishum eis lasos lahashem heiferu torah secha, because he's got to learn. But who adin imhu you can't get a chumash in jail, so then you're allowed to learn Baal Peh as well. For a blind person, so technically speaking, the Mechaber, I think, writes that a blind person does not get an aliyah. I remember being many times by Rabbi Yudin Shul where there was a fine gentleman who was blind who did get an aliyah. So they are, because he's Yotzei through Shomei Ke'on of the Baal Kori. Also, I saw in the Dirshi brings from the Minchas Yitzchak. What about Braille? Is Braille considered reading something or Baal Peh or not? So he writes, that's not called a Ksav. Even though they could read it and pronounce the word, that's not really called a Ksav following along. But they have, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot now in the Jewish Institute for the Blind. It's called with Sidurim and other you know, fine products. So people who are blind are able to follow along and participate, but that's not necessarily called Ksav. Okay, Beis, Iyata, you're not allowed to. Kosav HaRadvaz, Chelik Alvesim, and Kuf Lamed Hei. Likros ha-parsha baal peh b'shash ha-shatz kore, to read along with the shliach tzibur, ani nizv, I'm careful not to do that. Aval eni moichil lachim, I don't protest if other people do this. Mishum, why do yesh poskim harbe shesovim de isuhu davke im moitzi bazeh lachir midei chovoson, that they're going to be moitzi others through their, to be moitzi others, but not for you to do yourself. V'chein kosev v'ateres zekenim bir hagra, that, again, to be moitzi others. So if you think about it, there is a time when there's someone out there who is being moitzi us. Haftarah. So a person, if you realize this, reading, if they're not reading it from a real klaf, some shuls have a real klaf, so then there's no problem. But if you're not reading from a klaf, you're reading it from like whatever, a big Tanakh or something like that. So that's also...
Chassidim, everybody says it. They don't
Maybe the Misnagdim also should say along with them. I know you're talking about different. Right, no, I'm saying, I hear what you're saying. But I'm saying a person who's in shul, so then they should be reading along quietly with when the Haftorah is read, because the Haftorah is being read to be moitzi, but you can't be moitzi because it's not from a klaf, right?
Right.
If you're in klaf gedolt, I think I was once in the the great synagogue in Yerushalayim. So I think there they have other places also. I think in Boston also by the Rav they had the Minigas use a cloth.
Oh, some many shuls by the Megillas they do in the cloth and they make a bracha on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Gimel. The Amr Balpeh. Mi should dorish be rabbin beharbi psukim should be Torah. V'kashel l'chapes b'chol shah b'chumash mivnei covered hatzibur, right? Efshel sheish lahakel. So if you have a rov who's giving a drush or somebody's giving up there, so he's going to have to flip open every time he wants to quote a pasuk in chumash or something like that. That's going to be a big thing, you know. Wait, hold on one second. Let me read it from yonder. So that's not that, you know, because it's like covered hatzibur. Then we can be lenient in that. Ayin biyuma. That's the case we're talking about. The Gemara b'tosis shenim dibra hamaschav ve'asor. So that's the whole sugya of the Kohen Gadol over there, where he's reading for the second Sefer Torah because it would take too long to roll. Teretz Rishon, Teretz Basra, Bir Hagroa, Hiskim Ladinah, Teretz Basra. Okay, Shogar, that it's necessarily fluent in everyone's mouth. Aval im einu shag b'pi hakol. Let's say not everybody knows it. Afal gav de shag b'fiv also. But if you know it, you know, by a chasna, and it was a gentleman who did not have a kippah on his head. And he turned, and he says, "You know Navi, right?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "Do you know it by heart?" "Not really." Took out a yarmulke from his pocket, put it on his head, and started rattling off Perek Ches and Sefer Iov. He just went straight, just like, "Can you do that?" I said, "No, no, I can't." So, but he's like, he knew it. He had just given a shug of a thief. He could just rattle off any possible in Tanakh starting there. So, okay, the guy wasn't from. Okay, it's a kasha. Hey,
maybe he was a Sephardi who didn't wear yarmulke all the time.
Could be. Kigon, Kriya Shema, V'chein Pesukei Dezimra. So, right, those are also something that's necessary, but we know it since we say it so much. Uparshas Hatamid, Vav, Kosav Mogen Avram Dem. There's different reasons as to why you're exactly allowed to do this. You shouldn't say anything about peh. Ki imash nizker peh po the shulchan aruch. That's what's mentioned here. So the okay, let's one second. Chuvas chavas yor matir loymar kol sefer tehillim bal peh. You could say tehillim. Right by heart. The kaven shehu laorer rachmi Hashem havilo kitzefila. Because it's being said over to get rachamim, and the Chasam Sofer, the quote from the Dirshu brings, that he points out, if you think about it, you have to say like this. It's muchruch, you have to say that Tehillim was allowed to be said. Where was Tehillim originally said, if you think about it? When did they use it? In the Beis HaMikdash. So this is, what do you think? You think when they were saying the, you know, they're saying Hallel, and everyone sat there with the Sefer and was reading from there. When Leviim were doing the Shira in the Beis HaMikdash, that they had out a Sefer, they says no. He says Tehillim was set up lechatchila to be done baal peh. So that's why the Chasam Sofer says that it's not a problem. Nearly sheish lismo chalav. You can rely on this. To belav hachi das ater zekenim hagrov aposkim davk lahotzi rabim ayidei chovasam. Say to be mozi others. So again, we said about vayachulu. So the Chazon Ish was not makpid to recite Vayechulu from a siddur, from a text. Others were makpid to say that. The reason why it could be because here, even though you're being motzi achir, you're not meant to be motzi the tzibur. So they make a chiluk in the achronim that to be whether I'm being motzi just bnei beso, the people in my house. So Vayechulu, so maybe that wouldn't be a problem. But if I'm going to be motzi the whole tzibur, so then perhaps it would be the part proper thing.
For kiddush.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Keep Vayechulu by kiddush.
All the examples given in the Shulchan Aruch are from the Torah, not from Nach. I mean, not.
Correct. There might be a riot for that machlokis in the Rishonim as to where it is. Good. Last one, Zion. Mutter moiti b'achir b'mamir so esakasuvim mitzadit hamogin Avraham lahachmir shlo lomar balped b'chol gavin. You shouldn't say it at all. V'chein mashma b'divrei hagra b'birus. The Gra agrees with this that that's why it's good to be strict and to be careful and not to rely upon this if not absolutely necessary. Okay, we'll stop everything.